Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
All right. Hello, everyone. I am so excited because we have some fun stuff today. Welcome to the Josie Show. I'm Josie Pasentino. I'm so glad you guys are joining me tonight. It has been a long, fun-filled week, I have to say. But I hope your week was amazing as well. So as I mentioned, we have a very awesome show for you guys tonight. We're going to be taking the Josie Show on the road tonight. You know how much fun that is. We love when the Josie Show packs up and hits the road. So let me tell you what we'll do, because we are going to have an extended show for you tonight. It'll be so much fun. Before, hopefully you guys could hear me, I think I'm on speaker. This is fancy. So hopefully I'm in here. And also, I want everyone to know I might not be in the chat room. I mean, I may pop in if there's internet connection at the place we're going to be. If I'm not in the chat room, I am still here in heart. And please stay tuned and listen. And we got
squirrels have entered the building.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Are you going to go see any squirrels tonight?
No, unfortunately, I'm not seeing any squirrels. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know.
If you'd like to make a call.
But we do have a really good show. We will be calling singer-songwriter Darren Rhodes. That's what we have planned. Singer-songwriter Darren Rhodes. And so we're gonna be able to speak with him tonight. He has some really great things going on, and we're going to get to ask him about all of that. So that'll be awesome. And as I mentioned, we are on the road tonight, heading to the Last Shot Bar and Grill in South Elgin, Illinois. There will be several bands there performing tonight, and one of them is our former guest and our show friend, Shadow Play. So they're out and about on their summer tour, so we'll get to catch them tonight, and I'm very excited because they are in Illinois. Woo! Okay, that was creepy. I'll get to try to catch them before they go on and find out what's been going on in their world. And if you are in or near the area, tickets are sold at the door, so you can come out and listen to some great bands and get to meet us. And again, we're heading to the Last Shot Bar and Grill at 812 North Fox Street in South Elgin, Illinois. A tongue twister. Oh, I can't talk today. This will be a fun show. Can't talk. Oh, it's good. Then for the extended part of us. Oh, goodness. Okay, echo. That's hilarious. Oh, goodness. That's crazy. Okay, please ignore the stuff. What's going on? Yeah, hold on. Lower the volume. Okay, goodness. That was creepy. That's crazy. Anyway, for the extended part of the show, we will take a few-minute break at 9 p.m., then come back and bring some of their live performance tonight to you. So if all goes according to plan, it is going to be a really great show. And if not, well, then it is usually an even funnier show. So you never know what can happen. So please stay tuned for the whole show. It is going to be insane, crazy, live, and just, you know me already. It's going to be crazy. and we'll get to interview amazing people. So what can we ask for? Let's see here. There's so many things that I have to mention today. But also the main thing, we have a live chat room at www.josieshow.com. In there you could join in and speak with us while we are live in the air. You could hear us automatically in there. So while we still have internet connection, and we're still in the chat room, that's my producer, by the way, that was like, yeah.
Hello!
And Joe, we need to tell everybody that in 2 hours, which will be 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Pacific, the show is going to cut off and restart again. So there will be some silence. And you could, if you're on the website, you could just wait for it to start again. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio or through the phone, call back in and reload the Blog Talk Radio player for the second half of the show.
Awesome. Yes. Good thing you mentioned it. Yes. Yes. And it's pretty good. It just sounds like a mobile. Yes.
It is, because we are on the road. So we are going mobile tonight. No funky equipment today.
And real quick, I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have helped me fill out my guest books. Of course, John and Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Donna from Country Music World, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, Talented Kids Depot, and me from Songwriters Unite. If you go on Facebook, then you can always just search, and there's tons of different Facebook groups that you can go on and check out. Those are just some that are very helpful, but there's just a million, and we can go on and so forth. So let's see here. Is our guest here, or what are we doing? Yeah. All right, sounds good. So I can keep blabbing.
Keep going.
Beautiful. So I might as well just talk about here our upcoming guests, right? I mean, that sounds fun. we got a lot of upcoming guests. We have Ben Blankenship, Stephen Jacobson, Red Jenkins, Debbie Kelly, Bobby Flores, Sean Bryant, Lonnie Spiker, Deuce Hewlett, Michael Calder, Sean Bounds, Darren Warner, V. Stacks, Thompson Smith, Bodie Powell, Wild Bill Young, Frank Thomas, Don Murdoch, Ron Shoemate, Layla Hansen, Myra Rowland, Roy Solis, Mike Styler, Doug Briney, I know there's a lot, Jerry Obley, Chuck Cusimano, the name that I hope I'm saying right because it's awesome. He's really awesome. Julie Nicole Green, Judd Bears, Will Bannister, Kenyon Lockery, Troy Cook Jr., Jerry Kilmore, Bobby Marquez, Jay Sexton, Don Manning and the Honky Tonk Roadshow, and Jerry Webb, Tim Barman, and Dan Landry. So we have a lot of people. It is craziness. We got a huge list. And we're actually currently booking for December already. December, oh my goodness. Wow, we are booking fools. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I, that was my dog in the background, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contact tab on our website at josieshow.com and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Are we still able to get in the chat room? Okay, good.
We're golden.
Awesome. Good news. Also, I want to mention this week on JC's Hard Country, my guest will be the awesome singer-songwriter, Roger Gorham. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, August 12th for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Chart topping country music, a great video to share, and our song request segment continues. So you got to tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.org. Click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top, and then bazam, that will be in Josie's dictionary coming soon. No. that it'll pop up immediately. So let's see, what are you guys all saying here? I want to give some shout-outs. Alan, Alice, Darren Rhodes, Tim Garman, Bearcat 2010, and I'm hearing crazy feedback of me talking.
And I want to congratulate Josie on having her new computer for an entire week, and she hasn't broken it yet.
It's true. Yes, I should throw a party. It's my producer didn't hear me. We're celebrating that my computer is okay for a week without it breaking.
Otherwise, it ends up in the closet on top of the other 20 computers.
That has to be a new record. That's true. It really is. It really is. Tim Garman and Bearcat 2010. I think I spelled that.
Yes,
okay, good. Just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. That is not nice. So what else could I mention? This is important. My CD in hard copy and download are available here on the JosieShow.com site, as well as my music site. at josiepasantino.com. There'll also be fun packs available as well, and you can check that out on both my websites, josieshow.com and josiepasantino.com. And you can buy my single. It's also on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. It's on everything. It's on everything. Just search for Josie Pasantino, and I shall pop up.
And we got to mention something else. We need to mention that, well, we can't give details, but Josie is currently working on her second single, and it is guaranteed to piss off many guys out there.
Yeah, you're missing all the good stuff. Yes, I think I can give a little sneak like the title, right?
Yeah, it's all copyrighted.
All right, awesome. Well, I just want to make sure I don't want to get in trouble. so my second song, my second single will actually be called Practice Boyfriend. And basically what it's about is, you know, I mean, a lot of people have been in those relationships where they don't go exactly well. Yeah, and it goes sour, but it's practice for the next time. Now you know what you did wrong and what to look out for.
It's like any relationship, it's always the guy's fault.
But no, it can be both ways. You know, you can learn from your mistakes so you can have a better relationship moving on forward. So practice boyfriend. Because it's going to be.
Why is it in any relationship what's hers is hers and what's his is hers?
What's his, hers, hers, what his, what? Oh, goodness, I'm so out of it. So if you said something that actually does make sense, then I'm so sorry. I'm a little confused.
It's very simple. What's hers is hers, and what's his is hers.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that is true. We are so bad. We're going to get complaints. We're going to get, some hate mail from all the guys. Bring out the hate mail. No, so it's going to be a really good song to work both ways. Well, I guess it can if it's practice boyfriend. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Let's just tell me what it is.
I'm trying to be nice. I don't want to be sexist. Because, I mean, it could be both. You know, I don't.
Why didn't you just name the song Training Boyfriend?
Oh, this is a true story. All right. Also, I want to mention here that we are on tons of websites. I'm so excited today. I can't control myself. We're on Facebook. If you search in The Josie Show, I have a personal music page that you can go, Josie Pasantino Music. Yeah, facebook.com/Josie Pasantino Music. And it's shadow pop up. I'm also twitter.com/Josie Show and twitter.com/Josie Pasantino for my personal and my music and all that fun stuff. And the Josie
and
Show
don't
is mainly.
Forget twitter.com/Peanut Squirrel.
Oh, yes. Our little mascot, Peanut Squirrel. Awesome, genius, on Twitter, everybody. Tim Garman says, hi, Josie. Hi!
Yeah, we played Tim's song and video prior to the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I've seen that. It was on the little video screen TV player thingamabobber jigger, which is awesome. It has his picture and all of his information, so you can check that out. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Bearcat.
And next week's show, I know it's blank on the website, but we do have a guest. Tina just hasn't sent me all the information because she was busy all day doing Josie's hair.
True. Our fault, but yes.
Hey, I'm
good.
Tonight. I've been a little busy.
Yeah, we've been a little busy.
I know you've been busy. Josie has a lot of hair.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, I can explain that for next week.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Yeah. So let me explain next week's ordeal here. We have got some stuff going on. So first of all, for the Josie Show, we have Benjamin Blankenship is going to be on, and he is with a group piece called Ben Jams. So he's going to come on and talk about his music, but he also is a reporter, so he does reviews for music, and we found him because he actually reviewed Jesse's music and gave her a wonderful review. So we are going to go ahead and talk to him about his music and talk to him a little bit about the reviews he does and some other programs he has to help support independent artists. So we're having him on next week. Next week, Jesse will actually be out in South Carolina taping an Independent Artist Award show for the Southern Star Network, where she airs her Josie's Hard Country. And so she's going to be out of town for like 4 or 5 days or so. I'm getting this award show all taped and performing, and she's hosting as well, so it's going to be an awesome event. And we're going to have Ben Blankenship actually on as the guest next Friday, so make sure you tune in. We've got it all pre-recorded for you and set. You'll get to hear his music, his wonderful interview that he had with Josie, so we're going to play that for you, because we know you don't like to miss a Friday night with us, so we have to make sure we got something great on there, right? Okay.
And I also want to mention that MJ Taylor, who was supposed to be on tonight, had to cancel because she was not feeling well. I talked to her today, and she's feeling better, and we are going to reschedule her.
Awesome. Sounds good. Yes, we will reschedule MJ Taylor for sure. So should we start calling Darren Rhodes now?
I think we should.
I think we should.
Darren is available. It's only a couple minutes early. He's hanging with us in the chat room.
All right, let's try this. This is going to be kind of fun because we're going to actually get to, you know, call him and hear the ringing.
Okay,
stuff.
I'm checking with Darren to make sure it's okay to call him now because he's in the chat room. And then everybody's going to hear a dial.
Ah, that'll be so much fun. We're calling live. That'll be crazy. Oh, I just had like a weird noise pop up.
Yeah, I hope we don't get like a Pizza Hut or something.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Okay, we are dialing. I am putting in the number.
Awesome. Dialing, dialing.
And it is dialing. Now let's see what happens.
Trail. Ooh, that sounds fun.
Hello?
Hello, is this Darren?
Yes, this is Darren.
Yes, Darren Rhodes, everyone. That was kind of fun calling you live on the show. That's fun. I want to do that more often. I am so excited you're on the show.
Well, thanks for calling.
I am so excited. And if you hear all the crazy background noises and all that crazy stuff, it's because we are live on the road, so it's going to be really, really fun. And I'm just so excited that I get to talk to you. We'll have a lot of fun. But I want to start here from the beginning. You came from a very musical family. Can you tell us how that helped you get interested in music as a career?
Well, sure. When I was a kid, my dad and my mother, they used to play music all the time. My dad played a guitar, and my mother played the accordion. And I used to beg them all the time to get their stuff out and play, and they would play at our family reunions. And I guess I was about 9 years old one time, and my dad happened to walk into a bedroom and saw me with his guitar, and he said, "How did you learn how to play that?" And I said, "Watching you." And I get the first song that I was playing was the Wabash Cannonball. Surprised that I could play it, because I never took any lessons. He said, "How did you play that?" And I said, "Just watching you."
Aw, that's so cool. That is so, so cool. I mean, I can imagine at 9 years old, you know, kind of getting up there and stuff and performing, you had to have had a standing O or something, because that had to have been so cute.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Love it.
I was going to say, I always had to make sure I watch the Grand Ole Opry when it was on. And I really got thrilled watching Marty Robbins when he was on the Opry, because they would always point at the clock telling him he was out of time. And he would walk over to the big old clock and turn it backwards and say, "Well, it looks like I have more time."
That is hilarious. That is so, so cool. And I want to mention, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you have to repeat? Who do you listen to?
I would think my biggest musical influence would have to be Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah. The great.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Good answer. Very good answer. And now I read this in your bio, I think, I believe, and I thought this was so, so cool. So I understand that you played at Loretta Lynn's Ranch during a National Songwriters Festival, if I'm correct. That's so awesome. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, it was cool. I can't remember the outfit that I was with at the time, but we was all on stage. There was like me and four or five other artists that was able to perform for that day, and we all took turns, and it was very exciting to be able to be at Loretta Lynn's Ranch and perform for the Songwriters Festival that they held that day. I got to meet a lot of interesting people and big, well-known songwriters.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great experience. That sounds amazing. I hope you have a lot of footage.
It's the same guy, I can't think, I know his nickname, they call him Popcorn, but the same ones that have the Songwriter Festival in Nashville is the same ones that had it out there that year. And it was
fun.
Wow.
Love it. And so another thing that I heard from the grapevine is that you auditioned for The Voice, which I absolutely love. Is that true?
Yes, I did. I auditioned for The Voice when they was over in Atlanta, Georgia.
I sang
Working Man Blues for the audition, and the fella told me, he said, "Well, I got to tell you," he said, "you nailed it." He said, "but it's not what we're looking for." Sorry.
Oh, that's Their loss. Were you, I can imagine, I would be too. But when you went in there, were you nervous at all, or just went in there with confidence?
I went in, you always have a little bit of nerves because there's how many thousands of people there auditioning. But I was pretty confident that, because I knew the song well. But you always have your nerves. I always figured if you lose them nerves, you lost it. You got to keep that nerve.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely be nervous, so I do not blame you at all for having a little bit of that. That it's only natural. But I am so excited because we are going to be able to play some of your music tonight. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now? A little sneak peek.
Sure. Right now I have several songs from my CD that I recorded at KMA Records, like Jesse Told Becky Goodbye, and I've Been There, and Coldest Night since 1951. And then I have some singles that I recorded that's not on the CD. And the latest one was It's Just My Mind that Glenn Douglas Tubb wrote. And then I have a single that I wrote myself with the help of Debbie Kelly, My Dearest Love. It's out there. And so we're trying to push our songs along,
As you should. Absolutely. So I am very excited because I am going to play your song Coldest Night Since 1951. I'm not by my computer here, so we're going to have to get Alan to take the reins on this one to turn it on. So let's play Coldest Night Since 1951 by Darren Rose.
Weatherman said tonight would be the coldest night since 1951. But I don't have to worry, my woman keeps me warm. As I pulled into the driveway, I could tell there's something wrong. The house is dark and empty, and I can't believe she's gone. I climbed the stairway to our room and trembled as I opened up the door. The simple note she left me said, "It's over, I don't love you anymore. Then I walk the floor and search my mind for something that I might have said or done. Make her leave me all alone on the coldest night since 1951. It's midnight now and I can't sleep. I don't want to be here all alone. Without her arms to hold me on the coldest night since 1951. It's the coldest night since 1951.
Yeah! And now it's coldest night since 1951. Well deserved applause. And if you are just joining us right now, we are speaking with Darren Rhodes. Right now, so Darren, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Sorry, what kind of what?
Where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Oh, you can go to, you can find me on CD Baby. Darren Rhodes.
Perfect.
CD Baby.
Perfect. Everyone can do it. Check it out. Also, if you don't mind, can you give everyone the links to websites or social networking sites so people can get your latest news?
You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/DRHODES0614.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And you can find me at DarrenRhodesMusic.webs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on Reverb Nation, Darren Rhodes.
Sweet, sweet. So those are amazing sites you can check out and chat with Darren Rhodes himself. Love it. Also, I want to mention you have a song titled Jesse Told Becky Goodbye that won an award. Can you tell us about that? That's exciting.
Yeah, that was back around 2001, I guess, when the CD was released. And it happened to get attention from overseas airplay, and I got it won International Song of the Year, which was nice to get the award. I wished I could post the award online, but one of my ex-wife, I had it in storage, my awards that I won, I had them in storage, and my ex-wife threw them away.
Oh, wow. Wow. Definitely a big congratulations for the success of that song. And also, I mean, you have such amazing songs here. And another song I really want to play tonight is Politically Incorrect Redneck. I like the name of that. Alan, let's put it on. Here we go.
I've always been a rebel from deep down in the South. Get in my share of trouble for what comes out of my mouth. I call them like I see them. Maybe I come on too strong. Well, you got your opinions and the right to say I'm wrong. But that's the way I am. What you see is what you get. I'm a free-thinking bear drinking politically incorrect redneck. Now I don't hate nobody, don't mean to stir things up, but if I don't use the right words, I ain't sensitive enough. Well, it's gotten too damned easy to step on people's toes. You sugarcoat the truth or get sued before you know. No matter what I say, somebody gets upset with this free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. Well, I'm sorry I'm so backwards, so crude, so second class. Please help me out and tell me, what's the PC way to say, kiss my ass? Well, I wonder who these people are that sit around all day, making up a list of words we can and cannot say. They got everybody thinking that list should be the law. Well, I read the First Amendment, and I know my rights, y'all. Call me simple-minded, ain't that what you expect from this free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck? Oh, tell him about it, son. Got no worries, ain't got no regrets. I'm a free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. A free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. That's right. Just tell them all they kiss my grave. Go look that up in your PC dictionary. Oh, did I say something wrong? Well, I'm so, so sorry.
Redneck by Darren Rhodes. And Darren, I've seen some information about an Indies Against Hunger tour. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Me and Debbie Kelly, and along with owner of Cowgirl Divas Radio, Audrey King, who's the manager of Indies Against Hunger tour, we're trying to book a tour and do shows where we can have whoever purchases a ticket to come to the show and bring at least one canned good food item so we can deposit it in that town or city's local food bank to help go to feed some hungry people.
Wow.
That's what that's about. So.
Wow. I love that. I think more artists should do that. You know what I mean? That's a really, really good idea. You're coming there to see a concert, see performances, and also you're helping at the same time. It's like a win-win situation. What could be better? I like it. Very, very cool. Well, I definitely think that that's a really good idea, and I can't wait to check it out and check what that's all about. And also, I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about?
Well, right now I'm working on another single that a publishing company pitched me the song from a writer in Florida, and I'm working on that one. Hopefully I can get it out by the 1st of September sometime. And then me and Debbie Kelly, back next week, I think on the 18th of August, we're going to be performing at the Outpost Opry show in Dallas, Georgia. So if anybody's in the area, please come by and check out that show.
That is awesome. You got a lot of fun things in the works, and I cannot wait for your single to come out. You have to send it or something so we can definitely promote it on air if you would like. That would be so cool.
That would be great.
Awesome. We'd love to do that. Sounds really, really cool. So let's see here. I have a very fun kind of question here. So what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Hobbies?
Well, fun things I like to do, I always enjoy traveling. So I like to take the family when I can and go to the mountains. I like the mountains and going to the, you know, like if we can get a cabin or something in the mountains and go hiking and fishing. And mm-hmm. most of the time I'm just spending time with family and enjoying fun times with the kids.
Yeah, outdoorsy person. Like that. I am too. Love it. So also I have another fun question, well, a funny question that I absolutely love to ask my guests. Have you ever had any embarrassing on-stage moments that you could share with us? Anything
sure.
crazy?
I think we've all, maybe not all of us, but some of us have had the same embarrassing. When I was with my old band, when I first started here in Alabama with my old band, I was performing a Travis Tritt song, and right after the lead break, I came into a different song for the second verse, but it was a Travis Tritt song. But that was my embarrassing moment, because I was start out with one song, after the lead break came into another song.
Oh my goodness. Well, I bet nobody really noticed, maybe. I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't think they did, no.
Oh, good. See, there you go. I mean, we...
You're playing in a VFW club, and half the people get happy. They don't know. They're just out dancing. They don't care.
Yeah, they're just happy. They're just happy they're there.
Yep.
I love it. I love that question. So much fun. We get crazy answers. So let's see. Do you have any upcoming performances planned for fans could see you? Any upcoming performances?
Well, one I mentioned earlier, next week, August 18th, Debbie Kelly and I will be performing at the Outpost Opry Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then September 22nd, I'm going to go to Lower Broadway in Nashville and perform with Roth Key on his show.
Cool.
That
I love that. You have
other
some
than
dates.
That, once we get our Indies Against Hunger tour going, then I'm hoping we have lots of shows going.
Yes. And I have to say, please, if you can, I would love to see you perform one of these days. I mean, anywhere near Illinois or in Illinois or whatever. I mean, we'll drive. I absolutely would love to see you perform live. That would be awesome. Love that.
Hopefully we can get up that way.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I don't
will.
Mean to interrupt, but since Josie and Tina are on the road, I need a little mic check from Tina.
Here. Oh, hold on. Hey, I get to talk to Darren Rhodes. Can you hear me?
I guess it's working.
Awesome. Hey, Darren, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We are so excited to have you on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. We jam out to your music all the time in the studio.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's nice to hear.
It's fantastic. Politically incorrect redneck, or say the title of that song. Make sure I got it right. The last
got
song
right.
We just played. Did I get it right? Okay, that is like one of my favorites.
That's cool.
All right. So I'm going to give the phone back to Josie now and just do
that.
Yeah,
I kind of like that song too. It's the closest thing I've heard to Jerry Reed in like 10 years.
Make sure I got it right. Isn't that awesome? I love it. Okay, we'll let Josie do her interview again, but, you know, getting an opportunity to talk to Darren, I had to use that excuse, you know. Hold on. All right. Yeah, she made that excuse up so she could talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. Love that. But, yeah, we actually are really, really big fans of yours. We absolutely love your music. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, anytime. It's true. But we have another question here for you. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career?
who has made the biggest impression?
Yeah, it could be an artist or songwriter. Yeah.
Songwriters or anybody?
It could be anybody.
Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah.
Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Love it. Yes, definitely. Did you get to meet him, right? Well,
no, I would love to be able to meet him, but I've never met Merle Haggard.
Oh, that would be awesome to meet him. Oh, that would be so cool.
I got to meet Tim McGraw and Faith Hill and his band in the early 2000s when I was running around in Nashville a lot.
That is so cool. I love that. That's really, really cool.
I got to meet her sister, or her daughters, Peggy and Patsy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, really? So cool. That is so, so cool. I got to ask you, though, do you ever have, a starstruck moment or anything? Because, I mean, these are people that, you know, you watch on TV or listen to on the radio. Do you ever have, a surreal, oh, my goodness, I'm in front of them kind of moment?
Not as of yet, because I haven't been able to see Merle Haggard.
That will be
concert.
A doozy.
But when I was younger, I guess I would have to say Hank Williams Jr. in my younger days.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I love that. I love that. And I have another question for you. What's your favorite place? Does one stick out in your mind of one of your favorite places that you got to perform at?
My favorite place was at Loretta Lynn's Ranch. But I will always remember and enjoy the moment that I was able to perform at the Holiday Inn Select in Nashville with Grand Ole Opry star Ernie Ashworth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So cool.
CD release for, I was on a compilation CD with Ernie Ashworth for the Children's Rights Council. And we got to perform, or I had the honor to perform with Ernie Ashworth at the Holiday Inn Select in Nashville for that event.
Wow, that is crazy. You got to perform at amazing places and got to meet such amazing people. That is just amazing. I love it. That is so, so cool. And we actually are running out of time. But I had to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us. It was a crazy show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much. And you can come back anytime. We had a blast off you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Darren Rhodes, everyone. Woo! Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that was Darren Rhodes. And we actually, I believe, do we pull up to the Last Shot Bar and Grill? We are outside of our location where we are going to be. We are going to be messaging.
And just so people know, this is Josie's first time in a bar, and I hope she remembered to bring her sippy cup.
Oh, goodness. Are you kidding? No ways. I'm having regular food, regular beverage. I am a good girl. Okay? I am. But right now we're actually messaging Shadow Play to see if they can do a quick interview here in the parking lot before it gets full and crazy loud. So we will see. Do we still have people in the chat room, or did they get tired of us already? It's crazy. We got some people in the chat room.
We got Bearcat, Tim Garman, and Darren Rhodes in the chat room. And if you happen to have internet connection there, you'll be in the chat room.
Sweet. Yes, hopefully. Hopefully. I want to get my little cards here. My producer, do we have our cards here with their questions? Because we have select questions here for Shadow Play. Specifically, because we are on live location, we want to find out details of what they're going to be doing tonight to please our amazing talent entertainment thing, Dima Bob or Jigger. I don't know what I'm saying, but yes, the sound is correct. but I am so, so excited. So right now we're just messaging, chatting, doing all that crazy stuff. I wish I could be in the chat room. I tried to do it on my phone, but it was so slow because my connection thingy-mabobber was going crazy. So we will all have to try on my computer that, yay, hasn't broken yet when we get inside. I'm excited. I can't wait to see all of the people. We're going to see Shadow Play, and are we going to be able to, I don't know, are we going to be able to see more people? My producer, who's right now, she's not even focusing. She's right now I'm trying to mess with the voice. But, yeah, so maybe we could hear some more people. Maybe we'll get to find some more people that we'd love to get on the Josie Show. Never know. Never know. I am so excited. And also, I want everyone to know that when Shadow Play is performing, if we can, I might be able to hold the phone up to the stage or something, so you guys can hear what is going on live performance. That'd be so cool. It's starting to have people in there. I think those are people that are just there to eat. I don't know if they're there for the thing. Oh, the music's already jamming. Yeah, we can hear it a little. That is awesome. People are coming in. My producer just told me that Shadow Play is here, so right now we're just kind of hunting them down. Right now, that's currently what we're doing. So hopefully we can find them, because crazy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, there's a lot of people walking out of the place all happy, seeing the first performances. That'd be so much fun. I'm so excited. I know I'm blabbing because I have nobody to talk to right now. I don't know what else to talk about.
Red alert. Squirrels have entered the building. Red alert.
Hola.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, goodness. You saved my butt because I didn't know what else I was going to say. We're right now just waiting for the boys.
Well, while you're walking around, do they have those little nuts at the bar?
The what?
The little bar nuts, the little peanuts on the bar.
No, we're not in there. We're not in there yet. We're still in the parking lot. We're trying to find Shadow Play for the interview. No!
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If
it's
you need
too loud.
Help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Your attitude, man. Attitude. That's what you have. But yeah, we can't go inside yet because it's really loud. You guys won't be able to hear them talk. I won't even be able to hear myself think. Okay? And that's serious I can't hear myself because I'm loud. It's true. I'm serious. So yeah, so right now we're hunting them down in the parking lot. We sound like. What in the world? That's exactly where this is going to go. Because right now I'm blabbing my booty off. I kind of feel like a creeper right now, trying to search for Shadow Play in the parking lot. I feel like one of those, stalker fans. Where are they? Where's their car? I feel, kind of creepy right now. But I promise we had permission to be a creeper. Yeah, we're not being a creeper on purpose. I swear we had permission. We had permission to be a creeper, yeah. Totally. What? Oh, goodness, uh-oh. My producer right now is getting out of the car about to find them, so hopefully nobody gets arrested. Hopefully nobody gets in trouble. Hopefully we don't get kicked out before we actually get in. Oh, goodness, if she doesn't come back.
They've never actually had to deal with Tina before, so.
She's on her best behavior today. She'll be fine. She'll be okay.
Yeah, but they're dealing with a woman who's half redneck, half Italian. I mean,
she has this tape kind of. What is it? A tape gun? No, what is it? Yeah, it's it's not like a real. It's has tape on it. Where you put the. I'm gonna put my banner up on our table. Singy mabobber that's there, but she took it out of her purse.
Yeah, that'll work. You gotta let me in. I got tape.
I know. She took it out of her thing because it looks a little weird. She don't want to scare anybody.
Well, it's better than the last live concert we had where, you know, it was a bunch of cows and chickens.
Well, that was actually fun. I liked that. I was excited because I thought I was going to be able to interview some chickens and cows and stuff. That would be awesome. I don't know about you, but that would be kind of cool. I got to take off my seatbelt. So, wait, do I still have it on? Oh, yeah. Awesome. Okay, so really quick, everyone, nobody got to actually hear his voice, but I want to put my dad on really quick to say hello. Can you just say hello? That's it. Awesome. Awesome. Just want to do a little quick thing so people know that he was the one driving. So, yeah, we weren't on the phone and driving at the same time. So we had to put that in there to make sure. Remember, no driving with a phone on, people. We were not doing that. My dad was driving. So we are not in trouble. So let's see here. My mom, producer, mom, I could call her my mom at this point, everyone knows. She right now is kind of on a hunt. she probably looks like a creeper in there right now. I'm trying to see, like, what's going on. I'm still in the car because I don't want to be involved in that. I don't know if she found them yet. No, I don't think so. Aww, what's going on? Goodness. Cadet, are you excited though? Are you excited to see him? He shook his head. Yeah.
He's excited. Well, he gets to meet. Interview a bartender or something.
Will you interview whom?
Interview one of the bartenders.
I wish, but I'm not going in there right now. I'm not going to be a creeper like my mom is. I'm still in the car with my dad. I don't want to get kicked out. Okay, I got a reputation. let's see here.
And a grown man sitting in a car outside of a bar with a 17-year-old doesn't seem creepy to people.
He's my daddy.
They don't know that.
He's my daddy. I love my daddy. He's awesome.
And you didn't bring Cujo with you?
Wait, what? You're breaking up. This is insane. What did you just say?
Cujo?
You didn't bring what?
Cujo, your dog.
Toby? No, I didn't bring Toby. I couldn't because he couldn't go in the bar. He couldn't go in there with us. So we don't want to leave him outside in the car or something. That's like illegal and bad. I would never do that to my baby. But yeah,
he's part of the show. He's the drummer.
You know, Toby can play the mean drums, you know. It's true. He can't. No, I'm kidding. Well, he's good at
Toby is, you could go to Josie's Facebook. There's a video of her security dog, Toby, sound asleep in the back seat of the car.
Yeah, you know, he's really not good as a security, okay? I totally fired him because he, like, oh, my goodness. Like, on my way to Cambria, Wisconsin, seriously, my security dog, all right, he fell asleep, okay? He fell asleep in the car. No security. He wasn't helping me. I mean, I need a better security system. Okay, a dachshund is not going to cut it. He's cute and all, but he cannot be my security.
Hey, she did good, sir. Well, she didn't protect you, but she chased all the kids around.
True, he did. He was very excited to see everyone there. My producer is coming back, my mama producer. You didn't get any handcuffs. That's a good sign. You found him? Do I go? Where do I go? All right. How many are they? Are we going to get to see all of them? We're going to get to. Whoa. All right. I'm a little nervous. What could I say? All right. I got my notes in hand just in case because you know how I do. And my hair is crazy right now. Alan, you already know that cannot do. So hold on. Let me do a quick hair. Can everyone still hear me?
I put another phone call so we get the live feed from the music.
Yes. playing with crazy beats, and I'm a little nervous about what beats. Okay, anyway. I'm trying not to fall on my butt with these high heels. Not going so well. I'm going to admit, ooh, this is a party. It's loud. Ooh, snitch. All right. As my mom is telling, oh, it's loud. Loud. I can be able to do it. Is that the one?
And yes, this is live radio, folks.
Well, we're here. It's loud and crazy. Can you guys hear it? They probably can.
We really.
Can you guys hear the music? Alan, can you guys hear it?
No, we can't.
Oh, you guys can't hear the music? Oh, well, at least you can hear me. That's the important part. So are you excited to get to meet Shadow Play?
Absolutely. Can't wait. I just got a chance to meet Andrew, who is the lead vocalist, and we are awesome and ready to talk to them.
Awesome. Hey, gather up the rest of the group right now. Gather them up, as we should.
I was only worried I wouldn't have those cheesy fries for Josie.
So when they come, I'm going to nod. My ear's not going to be next to the phone because I'm going to do it microphone style and just wing it. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, sounds good.
This is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see how it turns out. And in 1 hour, if the show's still going on, we're going to restart the Josie show for a second half. So everybody...
Yeah, sounds good.
If you're on the site, it'll just automatically start in the player. If you're not on the site listening through Blog Talk Radio or the phones, you're going to have to call back in or restart the Talk Radio player.
Right now, Alan is talking. We're actually gathering up the rest of the band. We're with Andrew right now. Hold on 1 second. Got my question, because that's very important. All right. We're interrupting the meeting. That's how we do. Hopefully you guys can all still hear me, because it's loud. All right. Can you get started? No. Alan, are you still there? Alan, are you still there? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Right now, we are waiting. Hold on, can you hold this for a second? Here, wait.
Hello. All right. So we are outside in South Elgin, Illinois right now, and we're outside the Last Shot Bar and Grill, and we're getting an opportunity to talk to former guest and friend of the show, Shadow Play is here. So we're going to you can hear the music jamming. We have to bring them all outside because, you know, you can't hear yourself even think inside there. It's so loud with another band that's playing before, you know, the play goes on. They're going to go on at about 9 o'clock tonight, Central Time, which is 10 Eastern. Then you will get an opportunity to hear a little bit of their music for the night, which is great.
Just so you know, you're currently in the street right now, so let's move.
Okay, we're good. There's nobody coming. So we are here. We're waiting to get in.
Yes.
I can't tell if somebody is... talking or not. So we're waiting on another band member or so we can have them all together here while we get an opportunity to talk to them. While we try not to get ran over, and we are literally standing in the middle of the parking lot. So in case you haven't realized with all the craziness tonight, we are out on the road at the Last Shot Bar and Grill. Chat room on a cell phone because we had an opportunity to catch Shadow Play tonight here in Illinois. So we had to jump at that opportunity. Normally they're up around New Jersey, so we were excited to be able to have an opportunity to chat with them. So we are.
And I just want to say that we should do every episode from In Your Car because he had really good phone reception.
Did I? See, I was worried about that. And so that's good. Good phone reception in the car. That's what we like. That's good.
Yeah, and for a change, Josie didn't have a phone in the trunk.
This is Josie. Yeah, for once, I definitely didn't. I was being prepared today. You should be proud. I'm very proud of myself. And you never know, we might have, like, a special guest coming on because, like, my grandma's supposed to be coming, maybe. So it's going to be my special
guest. What you should do while you're waiting is turn on the laptop and see if there's wireless there.
Alan says that while we're waiting, we might as well get the computers and stuff to see if there's wireless. We can't even get close in there now. We might get kicked out. Never know. We may get kicked out.
That's all that matters.
I'm so excited.
Well, did Josie bring her Kindle with her? Because she, like, never leaves home without that.
Did I bring my Kindle? I don't even know. No, I didn't bring it. Ooh. But my mom has a camera. I'm getting so confused.
Because there's a lot of user.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah, I know about Tina and Vito with cameras because we had about 50 takes of a Christmas message where they were upside down and sideways, and I don't even want to get into it.
I know. We're crazy right now, so I think all of them are here.
We had a message.
Alrighty. Awesome. Okay. So cool. Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you guys. Okay. Yes. So we have everyone around. Okay. Awesome. So we are live right now. And so I want to start off here with an interview with Shadow Play. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Anytime. I'm so excited to get to hear you guys play. So first, let's start off with all the members of Shadow Play.
I'm Andrew, lead singer. Dan, lead guitar player.
That's Flynn. I play rhythm guitar and bass.
I'm John Sellers, and I play bass and guitar.
I'm Kyle, and I'm filling in on drums.
Yeah. Awesome. How'd you guys all meet? Are you guys just friends and just... I'm going to start a band.
Yeah, pretty much like me and Dan, we met in middle school, and I met Ed there too, and then basically like we all met in school, and Kyle we just knew from like playing shows at this one place that him and his dad run called EB Music in Mahali, which is like right near where we live, so like we needed someone to fill in for the tour, so Kyle's like, okay, I'll do it, and we're like, okay, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect, because you all do music, so you guys are just like, let's start a band.
Yeah.
I like that. But how long have you guys been playing music together?
Me and Dan started playing music about 7 years ago, and we've been, as Shadowplay, we've been together for like 4 years now, almost 5 years.
Awesome.
Our first tour, so we're excited to get out and have some fun so far.
Yeah, you guys are on your summer tour, and right now we're at...
The Last Shot in the South, Ealing, I think, is how you pronounce it? Elgin. Yeah. South Elgin, Illinois. Yeah, we were just in Chicago yesterday.
Yeah.
We got to hang out in Chicago and see Grant Park. Today we were hanging out there. It was pretty sick.
Which is awesome because I wanted you guys to perform somewhere in Illinois so I could see you guys perform.
Yeah.
But I found out, I was like, I'm coming.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And also, I want to mention Shadowplay is signed to a record label.
Yeah, we're on Romulus X Records right now. So.
Which we actually had on the show a while back before, which was awesome. And so do you guys write all of your songs together, or does one person specifically write the song?
It kind of really like depends on the song, wouldn't you say, Dan?
Yeah. I mean, me, John, and Andrew write a lot. Ed's new, and he's been writing a lot of stuff. We haven't started working on it, but we're going to. So it's like a lot of music, a lot of musical ideas.
We have like 40 or 50 songs.
Is it hard to come up with like song ideas? Because you guys are different people,
No, it's not hard to come up with song ideas necessarily, but sometimes it can be hard to put them together, but like agree on what the vision is for a song or something,
Because like you said, like, you know, we all have four different views, so it's a matter of like,
and compromising and, like, yeah, coming up with what is the best.
I guess it's, like, a natural thing. Like, you feel kind of possessive if you're, like, the main creator of
right.
the song. So it's, like, yeah.
Right.
But that's just kind of human nature.
Yeah.
That's something you can really do about
it. And, like, outside of... Oh, what in the world? All right. Hello. outside of music, though, do you guys all get together? Are you guys just... You guys are just friends, right? So
yeah.
outside of music, you guys just are friends. So you guys hang out, so that's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who would you guys say are your biggest musical influences?
I think it varies, like, depending on each member of the band. I personally like Chris Cornell, Soundgarden a lot, like a lot of grunge music. And that's pretty much, like, what I'm into, like Alice in Chains and stuff like that. And, of course, Led Zeppelin and, like, lots
yeah.
of...
Yeah.
Definitely.
You guys all agree?
Yeah,
all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you guys tell us about some of the music you guys have out right now?
Actually, currently right now on the tour, we have a three-song album preview, which are three of the songs that are going to be on, like, our 11-track album coming out, like, the next month.
We sneak a French fry.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, like, we have a three-song, like, CD that has, like, three of the songs that are going to be on our album, and we're selling it for $5. So we're looking forward to getting the album out sometime at the end of the month or September. So.
Which I'm going to get, by the way.
Okay.
I'm going to get and promote it. I'm going to promote that bad boy.
We?
Yes. And what's your favorite song to perform live? What would you guys say?
Favorite? Cover or original?
Original.
I think it's probably different for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's kind of very...
That's actually kind of a mood thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're kind of a more mellow mood than certain songs, then,
yeah.
you know, I mean, I think as a group, we all really like playing Stopia.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fun. It's a pretty epic song, you know.
You guys be playing that tonight?
Yeah.
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 Ah, awesome. And where can our listeners go? People are already coming in. That's awesome. So where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
You can actually go to our website, www.shadowplayrockandroll.com. It's a letter N, like Chuck Berry. It's rock and roll. And,
yeah, Chuck Berry, rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Like Chuck Berry uses rock and roll.
It's just a little hyphen thing.
Yeah.
And I think I can
yeah.
see whatever it is.
So, but we also have facebook.com/shadowplayrockandroll, and then we're on YouTube as well, youtube.com/shadowplayrockandroll, and Twitter, we're at, our handle is shadowplayrock. So we got videos up on there. We got, like, a montage video coming up. And we also got, as we go on tour, like, we've updated three tour updates. So, like, we're just going to keep updating people as we go along. People can watch them online at their leisure.
Subscribe, like, and add.
Yeah.
That's what we say. And so, of course, with your tour coming to an end pretty soon, summer.
Actually, this just started a couple days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the first time out.
Yeah, it's
the
first
that
time
is
out.
Awesome.
It's like 8 days. This is our third day of the tour and our second show date.
So awesome.
Yesterday we tried to play this little club in Chicago mm-hmm. that was at an open mic night. But we weren't 21, so, like, they wouldn't let us play.
Like,
so we're like, and so we're like, all right, cool. We're gonna explore the city and have fun anyway. So,
we got deep just
first time, first time.
That's
yeah.
the best one. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So John kept on saying the whole ride, "Can we just deep just speak?"
I was so
nervous.
Like,
yeah.
All right, let's drive on 12 hours. You know.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, at least you guys are having fun. That's all.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous rainbow above Lake Michigan. It was, like,
it was crazy.
Yeah, it's like coming out sideways.
Yeah.
I took a picture and I put it on Instagram like a hipster.
Well, that's awesome. We can check that out then.
Yeah, you can check that out. Really
wait,
cool.
And
yeah.
awesome. So after Illinois, what's next? Where are you guys going next?
We're going to St. Louis tonight.
After
the
show. 5 hour drive.
Oh, wow.
St. Louis.
Be safe. Have fun.
We're playing a house show tomorrow in St. Louis. And then after that, we're going to be playing Rolla, Missouri at this radio station out there called KKID Bass and Tapes, 92.1 FM. And we're going to be playing a live in-studio acoustic performance and then playing a electric performance at a venue in Rolla.
That's fine. You guys are constantly moving.
Yeah, and then from there, we'll drive 9 hours to Birmingham on Monday. We have a show in Birmingham, Alabama, with Nick. And then from there, I know, right? I'm just getting ready for this. And then after that, we're driving like another hour and a half. We're going to play Atlanta, so Smith's
wow.
Old Bar in Atlanta. And then back up the East Coast. And
all the way to New York City.
All the way to New York City. All the way to New York City on August 16th. And then we're going to be at the Hard Rock in Philly, which is, 25 minutes away from our house?
Yeah,
but
that one will be nice.
Yeah.
Like, all right, get in the car.
Get in the car. Wait, that took like 5 seconds? You know what I mean? Like,
that would be kind of a break for you a little bit.
It'll be good. And then we're going to be playing Park Rock Festival in Maryland September 2nd.
Awesome.
72 other bands.
You guys are all over the map now, basically.
Yeah, we're really spreading out.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we could just see where you guys are heading, basically, on
online. On Facebook and on our website. If you go to upcoming events, you can click on it, give you a link. It'll show you, like, all of our, like, 12 shows coming up. And then we got all over the place. And then facebook.com/ShadowPlayRockAndRoll, and then just hit the events tab.
Perfect.
And you got all the events you can scroll through and see all the information right there.
I like when things are easy, so, because I'm tech challenged.
As possible. We got a new flyer, too. We have a QR code on it, so you can scan your smartphone.
Oh, not a Mark. Now, this is kind of a crazy question, because it wouldn't be the Jersey Show if it wasn't. I'm crazy.
Fine, we're crazy, too.
Perfect. But what's the craziest thing a fan has ever asked you to sign? Have you ever signed anything just kind of like,
oh? A t-shirt.
Yeah, a t-shirt. But not too bad, so that's good. Anything or just good norm?
Nah, not really sign things. We have like a couple like creepy stalker fans that are kind of fun.
Oh, fun.
I won't name any names.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, you know, if you're going to be in the limelight, if you're going to be in the limelight, you know, or try to be in the limelight like we are, you know, like you're always going to have people like that.
Right.
That's just part of the fun.
Check that out. And my last question, because you guys have to get on, and I'm going to be there screaming, you know, that's how I do. But have you guys ever had any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us? Anything crazy live and in person?
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
I think it's embarrassing. We had a pretty weird thing happen on the first day of the tour. When we were in Findlay, Ohio at Avenue Q, we like rocked out so hard that we blew a circuit.
Really?
It's like literally all you hear is the drums. Kyle's playing drums.
That's
like,
how you did your job, right?
Oh, okay. And they're like, damn, you guys blew out a circuit. It's just been rocking out for y'all.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, you guys are amazing. I'm a fan, and I'm so excited to see you guys rock out.
Yeah.
And do your thing, and we'll see you guys in there.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.
Awesome, and enjoy your fries.
Thanks.
Thank you guys,
we'll
everyone.
No.
Bye.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to keep talking because I'm just going to be all about multitasking. But I want to get her, like, in the middle of you guys for a picture. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Then we can post it up. Come on. You can't not do that.
All right.
All right. So I am camera person and on-air personality currently. Josie is taking some pictures here with Shadow Play because, you know, we couldn't let that opportunity go by. Bunch of handsome boys, you know. Oh, someone's giving us good opportunities. Okay. All right, can I get you guys squeeze in a little bit more? Otherwise, I'm seeing these strange lights behind us. Yeah, we might have to. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Let's try and do this with a different backdrop because those little lights behind us are giving us a little bit of an issue. We can't have that. There you go. I apologize. Causing a ruckus. Oh, let's get you guys back in the middle. Rearranging. All right, scoot all the way in. Act like we're not afraid of each other. It'd be perfect. So we've got some fun stuff going on. I'm getting some. Can you go in just a little closer? I apologize. Okay. So I am excited getting some pictures. This is awesome. See if I can get everybody. Josie, you're so short.
I know.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. And I'll make sure I share them with you guys too. Yes. Thank you so much for coming out and chatting with us. We really appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you. Okay? No problem. It's nice seeing you. Thanks. All right. We can't wait to hear you guys. It's going to be fun. We'll look forward to it. We're going to take a little break here shortly, and then we're going to come in.
I'm excited. Let's do this.
That's right. Oh, you know what? And we have something to give you.
Oh, what's that?
Give me a second. I'm going to surprise you guys with something here.
Have it.
And so I just left her there in the middle of
Gina.
An awful boy band chatting. So, you know, it's
not good. We have 45 minutes left in this segment of the show.
We have how much?
45.
45? All right. Well, we're going to be able to probably take a decent break while we get set up for the next section. But before we do that, I want to be able to give them one of Josie's CDs. And we might as well have that on air. It's a little different than the rock music that they're used to. We're going to give them a little bit of pumping. See how they like that. That'll be fun.
And I want to let everybody know that while Josie and Tina take a little break and set up for the concert, we will be playing Josie's single, Teenage Girl.
Oh, is that going to, like, take us out for our break?
Yeah, okay.
All right, sounds good. I love when we have a plan. Well, Miss Josie's over here chatting in the middle of the whole boy band. She's having a grand old time. Try it. All right, here we go. Everybody, hang on. Would you like to give this to them?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's all there.
It is kind of
like modern country. Yeah. A little different than what you used to. So for you guys, it'd be like, you know, to mellow out at the end of the night. It'd be a little bit different. There you go. That's awesome.
But I kind of have, like, really great people
that can. So Josie is over here talking to some of the members of Shadow Play, talking a little bit about music writing here tonight. So they're really an awesome group. Very, very great guys. And they're chatting a little bit, talking about how to get their music together. Always good to get advice when, you know, you're getting ready to go back into the studio from people who've done it several times. So, absolutely awesome. All right, Alan, are you with me? Come join me, Alan. Josie is a little otherwise occupied. Alan?
What?
Are you there? We have taken over the Josie show now. She's busy. She's interviewing. She's chatting music. So we gave them some mellow country in comparison to the rock that they're used to.
It kind of helps to do the Josie show when you actually have a Josie.
I know. See, we have a Josie, but you know when we go out on these events, she likes to talk and mingle, and you know when you've got such a fabulous you know group to sit down and talk to, you know it's nice. They're being very gracious. They're taking lots of time with us here, which is awesome. They go on
and
out.
Just so the audience knows, if you hear a lot of screaming, it means somebody touched Josie's hair.
You know, we worked. It takes two of us because there's a lot of hair there. So, you know, it took two of us to get the, you know, hair on her head organized. So, yeah, if somebody touches it, we got a problem. It takes a long time. It's about 50
pounds.
What are
you going to do once you get their first gray hair?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine even attempting to dye that whole mess? Oh, my goodness gracious. I cannot even imagine what that's going to be like. So
I don't know how
wow.
She'd even find one in that.
Absolutely. All right. Here she is. Hang on. She's back. We won't take break quite yet. Hola, amigos, amigas. Yes, they were amazing. They were such great guys. So funny. So much fun. And Alan, it's so funny, everyone, it's so funny because they're the kind of people that, you know, to tell you the truth, I was a little nervous, but right after talking to them, they're just so down to earth and cool that you're kind of like, okay, they're just like regular guys and they're awesome. So it's really cool. And to tell you the truth, I have no idea what I'm doing now, so I'm not just going to be staying out here.
Yeah, you know,
hang
out for a little bit.
I better
know. So tell us what the parking lot is like.
You know, so what were we talking about? Some making some music?
And we were talking about how they made the music. They asked me a question how I made my music. You know what I've noticed? They play musical instruments, so it's probably much easier for them. Because I don't play, I mean, I play instruments, but not exactly instruments that you put in a country song.
You don't want to write a song to a tuba?
I do not want to write a song to a tuba, cello, baritone, because then the song will kind of be like this. Because I like to make, I like to make your, yeah, I got to admit that was my highlight. Seeing something that's bigger than you, you know, you're falling over.
It's
going to
be super loud when we go in, so, you know,
nope,
we're
going to
have to hear some adjusting.
Yeah, so is my grandma coming, or what's going on here? You think my grandma's coming? You might be, never know. Yeah. What you got to add? Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness, she's going by the band again. Uh-oh. Awesome. So right now we're actually looking to see if we have permission to jump them live.
And
oh,
I just want to correct something that Tina said earlier. Josie is not too short. She is just very under tall.
Quick question. Awesome. So it looks like we can, everyone, we can, because I know everyone in the chat room is very excited to hear the music. So we will be able to air their music while they're playing it live for us. So that will be very, very cool. Shouldn't we go by like a booth or something that has our name on it? Like later, maybe? Yeah, there's an all-girl band group here thingy. Man. Yeah, kind of like rock the middle of it. Oh, I like the girl with the spiked hair. That's awesome. I wouldn't mind hair that way. Yeah. I want my hair like that. I don't think Alan is still in line with this, but my feet are killing me right now. Do you feel so let's go and sit because we're going to be sitting for a while. All right, so very important. These heels, I'm like tripping everywhere. I'm having my own embarrassing moments right now just with these heels. True. So I really quick, I want to make sure that everyone can hear me still. And is there anyone in the chat room?
Yes, we have Tim Garman still and Bearcat and Stephen Rumney's in the chat room now.
In the chat room, awesome. So yes, can you try to get in? Talk to my mom right now. Can you try to get into the chat room on your phone? Do you see if that can work? I don't know. Yeah, text away.
Okay.
That'd be so awesome. But yes, you never know. My special guest will be my grandma. That would be so cool. Hello,
so we
everyone.
Had your uncle on the show.
Yeah, we did. We already had my uncle Nick OG on the show. Might as well. You know what I'm saying? Because my family is rocking rock stars.
And after he was on the show, he still talked to you.
Yes. I wonder, you know what I really wonder? I wonder if my computer is going to work. Do you think it will?
Well, why don't you turn it on and try it?
Yeah, we really don't know. So we're not in there yet. So. Yeah, we'll try everything at this point. We'll try. Oh, goodness, it is crazy. I love this. This is fun. Loud. This is how I like it. Alan, I don't know why, but I'm hearing, like, really loud talking. Like, I'm hearing, like, feedback.
You're hearing ghosts.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing myself. Oh. Whoa, loud. Music. I did really good with my notes. I have to say, I hardly even looked at them. I'm proud of myself. I did so good. They did so good. I'm holding my so good.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Usually, right before the show starts, you say, what are we doing?
Well, yeah, I did say that a few times. But then I got right to it. I got right to work, and I did it. I'm getting a little busy right now. if I pass out, it's okay. That's why my producer taking the hand. You know, if all of a sudden you hear me talk and then not, then you know it's a problem if I'm not talking. So, yeah. Woo-hoo. What time is it? I don't know.
While we're waiting for...
All right, Alan.
Yes?
Alan, we're going to take a little break right now. Yeah, we're going to take our little break. Yes. All right, in a half hour, okay? Take a little break.
Okay, we're going to play Teenage Girl, and then everybody come back in 30 minutes for the second half of the show.
Awesome, awesome. So let's play Teenage Girl right now, and we're going to take a little 30-minute break. So get set up.
Minutes, so be sure to come back again and we'll talk to you then.
This is Alan with the Josie Show, and we're out temporarily.